And it's the Fabtacular 1 hour special. Doesn't get any better than this. And of course, get some indie into ya.
Always, always on the show. That was Club Feet with their track Edge of Extremes, a nice little four-piece out of Melbourne.
Okay.
For anyone that's wondering.
Yeah, yeah, four-piece. Damn, I was trying to link that to foursome, getting the sexual innuendo on.
You could have just said foursome instead of four-piece.
But no, but you said it, not me.
Yeah, but you
So you failed. You
no,
failed
you
on
failed.
How have I failed?
Whatever, man.
Oh,
whatever.
You're such a letdown. You're worse, you know, next week, get one of the nerds in to co-host, see what happens if they're doing
well,
a better
let's
job.
Let's just have a shout-out now. If you are listening and you want to be on the show, come in next week. You can fucking host it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you're going to bag us out on air,
We're going to get like some kind of celebrity co-host.
Yeah, we really do.
And then we can like make jokes.
Have an interview with them.
Who are you suggesting?
I'm a big fan of like just daytime TV hosts in general. But I mean, we always talk about them, so maybe we go down like sports, you know.
Sports people.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, people love sport.
Maybe
apparently.
Some kind of like suspended AFL star.
Yeah, like Brendan Favola, who you know, he's or
I mean, you're always drunk on the show.
Yeah,
it'd be perfect.
Works for it. Or maybe like the leading darts player or something.
Or maybe
you know, darts is an untapped market.
I think it's untapped for a reason, Tom.
No,
it's going to stay untapped for many years
darts.
To come.
Big money in darts, Jules. Have you even watched it before?
Name one dart star and name one corresponding TV show based solely on darts.
Well, Darts Are Us, for one.
Oh, right,
yeah. On the darts channel.
Oh, okay.
It's only available in Alice Springs. But,
satellite
and,
TV.
And, you know, Michael McPherson. The leading player in darts.
Actually an entertainer.
Search it. Michael McPherson. I just came up with that name off the top of my head.
Who's that McPherson guy?
Daniel McPherson.
Yeah, what's he do?
He was the host of crappy TV shows like X Factor and stuff.
What's he actually done? Was he like a prior singer?
I think he may have been, but he was on Neighbours for a while, I think.
Oh, right. Yeah. See, that's what we need. We need Neighbours stars.
Yeah.
How are they doing?
Harold Bishop on
Harold.
The show. Alf Stewart. Why not?
That's not Neighbours. That's
yeah,
the other
but,
show.
You know, they're pretty much
Tom,
the same show.
We can't just expand
can't,
out. We've got to focus on the one.
Can't cross promote?
No, because then the Neighbours will be pissed off with us because we went
yeah,
down
but
the Alf Stewart.
You know, we want to please everyone. We can't just like tell Home and Away that we hate them.
No. So I'm thinking that guy with the fake leg.
Who is
Paul,
that?
Paul Robinson,
oh, Paul.
I think.
Yeah.
Get him on. Is he a dick in real life?
He actually lives in the Patch,
okay.
Which is up in the hills, for anyone that's wondering.
So if you live
in the hills, you can stalk him. He lives on my friend's street.
Don't steal his leg, please.
O'Connor's Road, the Patch.
O'Connor's Road. Anyway, what we were meant to talk about, I'm actually feeling quite woozy. I haven't had breakfast. So,
yeah, well, I'm already woozy as well, you know.
All right, because you don't... Wait, did you donate blood?
No, I didn't. I just had to get a blood test.
Well, let's go on about donating blood, because I actually don't have a segment. But donating blood, my friend, he's constantly donating blood.
Why?
Why? Because he just likes doing it. And I'm just...
Like, for the purpose of, like, giving to charity, like, helping people out?
Or to charity?
No, I didn't mean,
go
like,
to your local op shop, there's, like, a sack of blood from 1980. Some dude's
I meant giving
donated.
To a good cause.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the
it's
Red
not,
Cross.
It's not like, oh man, I just want to get a needle shoved into me. I want my blood to come out of my veins.
Yeah, it's a
it's
little fetish
like cutting
of his.
Yourself.
Yeah, exactly. No, but he donates blood, and he's like, how do you do it? Like the pain. I'm scared of needles.
Well, I had the blood test this morning, It's pretty much the same thing. It's literally taking blood. So I literally have given blood, essentially, but not to the Red Cross.
What's
anyway,
for these the blood tests, eh, Tom?
I've just got some shit going on, man.
Oh,
just don't want to talk about it on air. Don't
gee.
Need to. Don't
well,
need
we're
to.
Going to.
No, we're not going to.
Okay.
We're going to move on. But anyway, I'm not afraid of needles because like I can get them. I don't pass out. I'm not one of those kind of people that fucking is freaked.
Yeah.
But I am scared of having like a little bit of it freaks me out a little bit. It was kind of put on the spot to me by the doctor this morning. He's like, oh, you need to get
well, that's good then.
You need to get a blood test like in 2 minutes. And I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck, what the hell? But it's kind of like they strap you in and they hold, you know, it's kind of like... it's like a blood pressure thing, but like with a strap. So it's kind of like you're doing a heroin.
Yeah.
So the blood is trapped in there. And then they put the needle in your vein.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if you get some... Because the thing with... I've heard,
missed the vein. God damn it.
That's the thing. I've heard at many of these locations where you give blood, there's all volunteers. So they're not professionals at, you know, finding veins.
Yeah.
So they can just completely keep missing the vein. You're in pain.
Well, Tom, you naturally do heroin, so you've already got the needle marks in your veins.
Apparently,
so
the lady said I have big veins, so she found my vein very easily.
Wow. Is that kind of like a sexual metaphor for I want to have sex with you, you're going to
be... Well, she was about 60, so...
Hey, you know, hopefully. Cougars, we're all for that on
but
the show.
Anyway, the pain, what I'm trying to get at, is not that bad.
Yeah.
It's literally like it's a prick of the skin. It's as if a mosquito bit you.
Oh, wait. Now, wait a second. Like, it's nothing like that, Tom.
No, well, it's not. Or actually a pin. You're holding a pin, you're sewing, or you're pinning something up, and you just prick your finger.
Yeah.
That's literally what it is. It's just, there's a whole process where there's a needle stuck in your arm and there's blood coming out.
Yeah, and I also think it's the whole, it's just an instantaneous thing. It's just a one-off pain.
Yeah,
and
it's kind nothing.
Of, you know, but it's the whole kind of the concept of the needle.
There is the aftermath of like, I feel a bit woozy today now. Okay. You're not allowed to exercise, exert any physical energy, lift heavy objects.
It's great for this show, must say. It's great for radio.
And it also, it's an odd feeling having the aftermath. Like, my arm feels a bit annoying. Like, it's just annoying.
It's just numb.
Like, I was driving. I couldn't drive properly because I was like,
no,
oh,
that's
it hurts.
Not safe, Tom.
That hurts.
Knowing your prior record, you're always crashing. You crashed your mum's car a couple times.
Yes. No.
And
well,
now you're driving
woozy. I crashed my mum's car and my dad's car, separate occasions.
You're a horrible man. Yeah. But just talking about needles, of course, I've done, everyone's had blood tests. If you haven't, you're probably dead from, I don't know, what some kind of disease.
Actually, I think this is probably one of my first blood tests from before I was a child.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I had to get a couple when I was 12, freaking the shit out.
Oh,
and I was in China where they had, like, primitive techniques.
No.
And so I was like, God.
You sit here and you fucking take this needle.
You'll take needle now. You'll take needle. I'm like, ah! But the worst thing, you think the arm's bad. Obviously, we've all had the arm, the tetanus shots in high school.
Remember when you're in primary school or like early high school, you're like, tetanus shots, oh man, year 10, you're fucked. They're the most intense things ever. You're in year 10, you're freaking out. You have the tetanus shot, you're like, that wasn't bad at all.
Do you know the funniest thing? You have some kids who like freak the shit out. And I remember afterwards in the kind of the room where you wait afterwards, there was a couple of kids that like, they were crawled up in the ball shaking.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
I remember,
what is
wrong
with you?
When at my school, someone passed out.
Yeah.
I've heard of other people passing out and stuff like that.
That's like,
or vomiting.
But
it's like, as soon as the needle goes, they just vomit. It's like, how the fuck does that happen?
Oh God. But hey, talking about the king of needles, you think a needle in the arm is bad. I've had to get 4 needles. Guess where?
Penis.
No, gums.
Oh, you had, when you had braces.
Yeah, because they have to remove teeth. And this was, mind you, in China.
Oh, no, not
and
in
I,
China
I
again.
Heard that when I came back to Australia that they could have just used happy gas or something. But no, they had to get needles, shove them into the gum.
A lot of times for dentistry, they do needles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I was lucky enough not to lose teeth when I when I had braces. But I have been told, because, you know, went to the dentist last year, and he's like, you need to take out your wisdom teeth. And I was like, oh, no. So, I think I'll have to get needles in that situation.
Oh, gee, really?
Yeah.
God.
So, how are needles into the
teeth? Well, let's put it this way. The mouth is known as the most sensitive part of the body. I think your fingers are quite sensitive.
Yeah,
but your mouth
and toes.
Is your gums, especially. I think of it as like open flesh. Here's what happened. Initially, they had to take off 2 teeth from my top set, right? So, that was 2 needles. I was literally screaming.
Really?
Well, I was younger also. Oh, true. And so, like, needles were, like, the worst. Had to take out 2 teeth.
Was it actually a painful needle?
It was painful.
Fuck.
And it was, like, a thick... It's kind of...
I'm genuinely scared
And
now.
So they put it in, and it's like, when are they going to take it out? And I swear to God, it was, like, 5 seconds in there. And they squeeze the stuff in, and that kind of messes with your thing. And here's the worst bit. They had to pull it out with, like, pliers. No joke. So they injected the anesthetic. And it was the worst thing because, like, I swear to God, these Chinese doctors, I don't know how long they've been... I don't think they're qualified, to be honest. They literally had pliers. They were pulling my... Like, literally jerking my teeth out. And it was just insane. Now, just imagine a perfectly good tooth, right? And jerking it out.
Yeah, that's...
Like,
just seems ridiculous.
The veins are still there. It's just... It's not like it was loose. When you were younger, it was loose. It wasn't even loose. They literally just jerked out a tooth. Oh, my God. Then, a week later, turns out, oh, sorry, Julius, we have to take out another 2 teeth. I was literally crying for like an hour. I was like, oh, I got to go through that again. I was so, so sad. And I remember going in, and I wet myself a little. Like, literally, I was like, oh, God. And I was screaming. And it was so funny because it was kind of like these cubicles. I swear to God, this dentist place, right, it was just right next to the road, this busy road. Literally, there was no door or anything. You could just walk in.
Oh, okay.
And there was a couple of people around me, and I was just literally screaming. And the girl next to me started crying because she thought I was, like, getting tortured or something. So, yeah, I tell you, if you want your teeth to look fucked, that's okay. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
But It's a painful process.
Yeah, I know.
It's never good. But hey, we're going to cut to a small song.
Before we go to this song, I'd like to, you know, massive kudos to everyone that does give blood. It's a fucking fantastic
thing. Exactly. I mean, you save
lives,
literally.
They're saving lives, essentially.
I could never do that because I'm a pussy.
Yeah.
But you know what? Fuck that. Free choice, motherfucker. What was that, Tom?
This was the collaboration of Bon Iver and James Blake. You heard James Blake earlier in the show.
Oh, yeah.
Massive song. You know, it's huge. The song's called Fall Creek Boys Choir. Go check it out. It's going
to
be big.
Well, unfortunately, this is the outro to the thing. But you know what? Let's liven things up. Because maybe you're listening at home. Maybe you just broke up with your girlfriend. Or maybe you're like me, girlfriend-less. and it's going to be like that for a while, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But Tom, what do you think I'm doing wrong in my approach towards women? I mean, I try to be nice. I try to be the good guy.
I think
more badass? I mean, what do you think?
Well, I don't think necessarily badass is a good thing.
Yeah.
You know,
it's this
kind of generalization that people get that you need to be badass to impress your girl by beating people up, doing weights. I think a lot of time girls like a nice dude.
Oh, yeah.
I think
who plays Game Boy in public.
I think where you go wrong is you just tell some really inappropriate stories and or jokes at their expense.
Well, actually, here's one thing I did today to try and impress a girl. I'd like your thoughts on this.
Okay.
I made a joke because we're in class, right? I can't really do anything. I mean, everyone's watching.
Yeah, it's in class, yeah.
And she had to borrow my book, right? To just, you know, she had to copy down some Chinese or whatever. And what happened, she gave the book back and I made this joke like, oh, you drew a dick and balls. Oh, that's not cool. As a joke, she clearly didn't.
No.
And she didn't take that
well, I think. First problem was you were trying to... Was that you trying to make a move by saying
no,
that?
No, that was just a joke.
Just a general joke.
I give up at that point.
I'm saying. You know, you can't be doing shit like that, man. There's your problem.
Well, I've tried
You're too used to this kind of show content
where we just
talk absolute shit.
Well, we have no women listeners.
When you want to make friends with someone in any case, or, you know, try to go out, try to get a kiss, whatever, you probably should be, there's some certain rules you should abide by.
Okay. Well, I've tried the badass. I've done the whole, you know, putting out the cigarette butt on her arm. She did not take that well at all.
Causing them pain probably isn't a good option
either.
Maybe
she's into that kind of thing. See, now I know she's not into the SM.
You're learning things every day.
Yeah. Well, I've tried many things. And she's just not, I don't know, maybe she's not interested in me. Maybe that's a fact I have to assess.
You know, that's just something that you have to get through.
But what can I, because here's the thing, I'm thinking if I can force her to like me, maybe Saw style, put her in a Saw situation, lock her in a room, okay, make out with a picture of me for an hour, or I'm going to kill you, or cut your arm off.
Yeah, well, essentially, you could make her do that, but I don't think that's going to change her feelings. It's probably going to keep them going the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Like, Julius is a crazy motherfucker.
Yeah.
Who wants to kill me?
Is there a review site for men? Like, oh, don't go out with this guy. He tried to touch me.
Well, earlier in the year, there were these things that erupted on Facebook. Mm. They were called root raiders for different suburbs. So it was
people could
anonymously put in someone's name and be like, this guy's shit in bed, or this girl's shit in bed. And they'd rate it out of 10.
Okay.
And they ended up getting deleted, obviously, for privacy issues.
You know, maybe I'm just not looking in the right place. Maybe I should be going to that beautifulpeople.com website where it's only beautiful people can join.
Well,
because then I can go, be an arrogant
fuck.
Are
you sure you're a beautiful person, Julius?
I know
you are on the inside.
I'm sure there's some kind of Asian Brad Pitt out there. I could Photoshop. I'm really good at that.
Yeah, but...
Get myself, you know, double
really...
D breasts.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Photoshop my way to victory. I can win them by lying, because everyone knows if it's one thing you take away from the show, you're never going to get a chick or a guy by telling the truth and being yourself. You have to lie. You have to say, listen,
there are certain
I'm
things
into clubbing.
You have to lie about.
Yeah, no, so, no, just, everything.
No,
just
not everything.
Everything.
No.
It's like, oh, I'm half black. It's like, but you're clearly white. You gotta lie. Even if it's obvious that you're lying, you gotta do it, man.
You gotta do it.
You gotta do it.
I think it's something that everybody does for sure.
Yeah, I really like fat chicks.
There's no.
And obviously, she's fat. You see, you got to lie. No one likes a fat chick, let's be honest.
Oh, no.
And so you got to lie your way into the relationship. That's what
and
I do. That's what the professionals are saying, the top psychologists. The Dr. Michael Carr Gregg or whatever his name is, child psychologist, he recommends you lie. You didn't hear it from me, but he recommends you lie.
You know, we're giving tips to you guys out there from, you know, two single guys. One that, you know,
recently
hasn't actually
single.
Had a date ever, Julius.
Well, I mean, I've gotten close. Of course, I keep ruining it with the dick and balls joke. I don't know why I keep doing it. And
it fails. You're like, you know what? Next time I'll perfect it and it'll be better.
Next time, what if I hint a bit of dick and balls on my own? Of course, that just made it worse.
No, I don't think
but,
it's going to work.
Talking about making things better, we're actually leaving right now. Of course,
Before you go, please check out the pages we have available on Facebook.
Yes, because there's nothing...
They're both sitting on 52 likes. How crazy is that?
Oh, actually...
We Talk You Die and the Fat Tack are sitting on 52.
Wow. And to
That's exciting.
They're like sister state. It's kind of like, think of maybe you got a sister school with like the slutty...
It's more like We Talk You Die is the father and the Fat Tack is the son. It's one of our sons.
Yeah, the long lost son that's
been
rediscovered.
So, you know, we just go to We Talk You Die, Facebook.com/WeTalkYouDie. Links to whatever, interviews, fun shit, why not?
And maybe you enjoyed this, and maybe you want to listen to some other episodes. You can actually go to iTunes and type in We Talk You Die, subscribe to the podcast. In fact, I left a nice desperate message on the podcast to, you know, get some more likes. Not going to work, probably, since we have no listeners to begin with. But I'd like to think it's a wonderful effort. So, you've been listening to the Fabtacular 1 Hour Special. Hope you enjoyed it, please. I can't beg this enough. Join the Facebook page. Or I'll cut your arm off.
We love self-promoting it. Shameless we are.
So shameless we are, of course. Thanks for listening. Join the Facebook page, and I'll see you next time. 16 minutes. There you go.